I've told Julian and his attorneys over the last 6 or 8 months that it's not possible for him to receive a fair trial in the Eastern District of Virginia. The Eastern District is called the Espionage Court, and it's called that for a couple of reasons. Number one, no national security defendant has ever won a case there. If you are charged with a national security crime in the Eastern District of Virginia, you're going to prison. That's it. And number two, Judge Brinkema, who reserves all national security cases for herself, will just simply not permit you to enter into evidence anything that is exculpatory or anything that she deems to be classified. For example, my attorneys and I identified 70 classified documents that we needed to have declassified in order for me to defend myself. And I was confident I was going to be acquitted. Confident. I had done nothing wrong. And so we made 70 individual motions to declassify these 70 documents. And we blocked off 2 days to make our arguments. We went into the courtroom, and as soon as the judge walked in, she said, "I'm going to make this easy for everybody, and I'm going to deny all 70 of these motions." My lawyers jumped up. "Objection, Your Honor." She overruled the objection. And then we objected again. Then the prosecutors invoked something called a part six or a section six conversation, which allowed them to speak with the judge in camera, in chambers. I had never heard of such a thing. And apparently they could only do that in a national security case. So my attorneys objected again, they were overruled again, and the prosecutors went back into the judge's chambers with the judge. They were in there about 20 minutes, and then they came back out. I have no idea what they said about me in there.
It strikes me those are FISA court rules.
I think that's exactly what it is. That's what you would expect. That's the behavior that you would expect in a FISA court, where everything is supposed to be secret. Mm. God knows what they said. They could have accused me of, you know, the Lindenberg kidnapping. I have no idea. So she came out and she looked at me sternly and she said, "This case better not go to trial." Well, that's exactly what I wanted to happen, because I was confident that once I could get in front of a jury, they would see how ridiculous this was, that it was a political case, and that I had done nothing wrong.